And Rhys Halter is a concerned forest watcher from his vantage in Northern California. His latest observations are a worry.
All-time record sea surface global temperatures are playing hell with Earth's native forest, and especially the Amazon rainforest, which at this time of year should be drenched with monsoonal rains. Instead, a brutal drought has kept the rains at bay, creating tinderbox dry conditions that have burned many hundreds of square kilometers of the rainforest that do not usually burn. A record number of fires have plagued the Amazon so far this year. In January alone, the Brazilian Amazon lost 11,000 square kilometers. That's a fourfold increase from the same time last year. Is this a precursor to June's onset of the official dry season in the southern Amazon? Raging climate firestorms across 9 South American countries are the result of an extreme drought fueled by global heating. Compounding matters even more, an angry El Niño has ratcheted the temperatures, duration, and frequencies of heat waves many notches higher, worsening South America's continental mega drought. Fast-spreading blazes are tearing into the parched Amazon rainforest. Untold numbers of animals, the heartbeat of the rainforest, have burned alive. Early estimates say at least another billion creatures are gone. Meanwhile, 7,000 kilometers to the north, 150 wildfires, known as zombies, burned all winter long under skinny snowpacks in British Columbia and Alberta. It's bone meal dry across Western Canada, and the fire season in Alberta, which usually begins in March, was declared in February. Last year, Canadian wildfires scorched an astounding 18.5 million hectares. The dice are loaded in 2024 for what could be another hellacious bushfire season for both British Columbia and Alberta. Those zombie fires are immediate ignition sources, so when the winds and temperature kick up, bushfires take off. Further to the south, Texas spring wildfires charred the largest area in state history and became the second largest wildfire in U.S. history. The Smoke Creek fire alone has raised 450,000 hectares. Western United States, too, is parched and amid a deepening mega drought. Fire ecologist Professor Emeritus Stephen Pine told me this. Unwittingly, humans have created a fire age, but whether they can inhabit that world is unclear. It's a future that seems so dire, and its likely trajectory so strange that some observers argue that the past has become irrelevant. We are, they fear, headed into a no-narrative, no-analog tomorrow. So immense and unimaginable are the coming upheavals that the arc of inherited knowledge that joins the past to the future is broken. There's no precedent for what we are set to experience. No means by which to triangulate from accumulated wisdom into a future unlike anything we have known before. For Radio National's The Science Show, I am Rhys Halter.